Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inilunsad ngayon ng Australian Council of Trade Unions ang pinakamalaking pang-anunsyong kampanya o advertising campaign sa loob ng isang dekada. Tinatarget ng anunsyo ang mga may mababang sahod at walang seguridad na trabaho. Ngunit ayon sa mga negosyo, ang kampanya ay nililigaw ang mga Australiano. Narito ang ulat ni Matt Connellan at Rashida Yusufzai na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nilunsad ng isang unyong kilusan ang pinakamalaking pang-anunsyong kampanya simula noong 2007. Ang walong linggong kampanya ay sinusubukang malalimang suriin ang sistema ng relasyon sa mga lugar trabaho sa Australia.
How does it feel when big business has too much power?
CEOs, they're making millions in bonuses. And our pay is barely covering the groceries and the bills. Now they've cut my penalty rates. I just don't know how we're going to get by.
Australia can do better than this. It's time to change the rules.
Nagsimulang umere ang kampanya sa telebisyon noong Sabado gamit ang tagline na It's Time to Change the Rules. Inilarawan ng sekretarya ng Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, ang sitwasyon na isang krisis.
We're in a crisis of record low wage growth that is hurting working families right across the country, that they can't keep up with the cost of living, and secondly because insecure work is getting worse. And when I say it's getting worse, you only have to live in one of our big cities to be able to see the growth of the so-called gig economy, the Uber drivers, the Deliveroo drivers, all of those workers, they don't even get the minimum wage. They don't even get sick days. They don't even get health and safety protections. You know, their wages and their conditions have been taken back 100 years. That's a new form of insecure work. Our laws are inadequate to deal with them.
Ang huling pinakamalaking kampanya sa Australia ay laban sa Work Choices, isang pangalang binigay ng pamahalaan ni Howard noong taong 2005 sa pagbabago sa batas ng federal sa industriyal na relasyon. Ang kampanyang ito ay nagkakahalaga ng lampas sa 14 milyong dolyar na nakatulong sa pamahalaang labor ni Kevin Rudd na magwagi sa 2007 federal na halalan. Ngunit ang ACTU ay hindi sinabi kung gaano kalaki ang gasto ng kampanya.
Well, actually, the other part of the issue is that we may just keep spending more money in order to keep these ads going. So at the moment, we don't have a bottom line on the amount.
Nananawagan din ng ACTU sa pagtaas ng pangnasyonal na pinakamababang sahod o minimum wage at nagsabing sinusubukan nitong protektahan ang mga empleyado na tulad ni Aru Akot. Si Akot na mula sa South Sudan ay isang single dad na may 7 anak. Ayon sa kanya, siya ay nagtatrabaho mula alas 3:30 hanggang alas 6 ng hapon para lamang mabayaran ang kanilang gastusin.
Pay my wages to rent. Struggling to pay sometimes school fees, food, shopping, it's getting hard. It's really hard. And I know nobody here when I came down here to Australia. 13 years now, been struggling, it's really hard.
Ayon kay Akot, muntik na siyang mawala ng trabaho noong nakaraang taon dahil sa bagong sistema sa kontrata. Ayon pa sa kanya, siya ay nag-aalala na siya ay mawawala ng matitirhan o magiging homeless kung mawawalan siya ng trabaho. Ngunit ayon sa deputy leader ng Liberal na si Julie Bishop, ang kampanya ay hindi malinaw.
This campaign is so misguided. They should be focusing their efforts on creating an environment for more jobs for the Australian people. Yet with its anti-trade, anti-investment, anti-TPP rhetoric, they clearly can't be trusted with the export jobs that so many Australian families rely upon.
Sinasabing ang negosyo ay nakakalito. Ayon sa kanila, ang casualization sa trabaho ay hindi nagbago sa 2 dekada. Sinabi ni James Pearson mula sa Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ito ay isang nakakatakot na kampanya.
The new union campaign is old wine in new bottles. It's designed to scare employees. It's designed to drive a wedge between employees and the people who employ them. In Australia today, if we're going to meet the challenges of today and the future, we need cooperation, not confrontation, in the workforce. The union campaign does exactly the opposite.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.